For the excellence of your immit, Yah, is great and mighty. So we bow here in the pyre of our great King to worship you at the certain sound of the shofar. With a certain sound of the shofar, we prepare for the battle against the onslaught of hell. As you have allowed the floodgates to be opened, our Abba, to prove your authority, your power, to a people that's rebellious, deaf, righteous, one that denied the power of your HaMashiach. Yahshua declared that he came to destroy all the powers, the works of the enemy, Shaitan. That we will not allow our flesh and our desire to be given over unto lascivious lust, with no control or power to restrain, no power to subdue. Yahshua has given us that authority and power. Yet this is a generation that rejects what the Abba has expressed unto it. So as we bow here this Shabbat, as we invoke the presence of our mighty one, Yahweh, as we come to worship, as we come to bow before you in the Ruah of Truth, Tzedekah, and the power of your deliverance may be in the midst of Israel. So we do pray today that you would strengthen and heal Israel. That you would touch everyone of the power of your Ruach, young and old. Everyone that needs a touch in this gathering, your healing power, your healing strength, we pray in Yahshua's mighty name. We ask you to look upon our brothers and sisters that are scattered many parts of this nation, different parts of the world, as we hear from them, as the gifts and offerings that you cause the love of those to give, we brought you, Yah, for their tremendous faithfulness, their kindness toward the works of Yah. So we pray for them that you restore unto them and cause their homes to be filled with the blessings of our Abba. That the light, the candlelight, Yahshua HaMashiach, will shine mightily and bright in the midst of their dwellings. And that the power of your truth may be the fire in their loins, and that it may burn deeply, that they may speak with surety, with certainty, without doubts. Yet they do know that thus saith Almighty Yahweh, the Most High, the Excellent One, that creates all things. So as we bow this Shabbaton, help us all today. Strengthen us. cause your direction by your ordination of the pathway that you have ordained us to walk on. And that pathway is Yahshua. For the steps of the city command is ordered by Yah. The Yahweh ordered the steps, the Yahshua. He is the firstborn of the resurrection. So as we brought you today in songs and praises, and the beauty of your majesty and power, touch everyone that's listening by the live stream of the internet. May their homes be filled with shalom today, the character of HaMashiach in their lives. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Yeshua, the victory in Yahshua. We shall give your name the highest of Tefirah, the greatest of honor. In Yahshua the Lamb, we do come before you and we pray. Yisrael, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For it is by your immense truth, your sure living power of your expression, and on the Shabbaton as we gather here, we do pray that you direct the mouth of your manservant, that he may speak with clarity, that Yisrael may hear, that she may know the protocol, the purpose, and what you command unto us. So as we gather here, we do want, in Yahshua's mighty name, you touch everyone that's whose body is feverish, battling against even the very opposition in their natural being, and that your mighty hand of healing rests upon them all, from the smallest to the largest. We ask it in Yahshua's mighty name. You will strengthen this via today, that the words may be seasoned, sound with maturity, Yah, and that it may speak unto Israel what you command. We are Havah you this day, as we make preparation for the Peshach of our Abba. So bless each one here today, those that are listening by the live internet stream. Assure them by the preaching of your word today that all is well in HaMashiach. And we brought you for that. Israel said hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, Yivrat Yehad, for Yah is the mighty one. Shalom. Yah blesses you. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. For that is the greatest praise that we can offer up unto our Abba. Hallelujah. For he takes great delight in that. We offer unto him the praises of Toda, because when we do that, we show honor unto him. This is a generation that is so far removed from Almighty Yah that even the battles of our own minds, because it is so far removed from his integrity, what he commands us, what he instructs us in, for us to obey him with a willingness. And so the enemy, the master, has done a magnificent job, Shaitan, to remove the very thought, the mind away from Almighty Yah. And when one's thoughts are not governed by the Torah, the teachings of Yah, then they will find themselves in all kinds of mischievous, malice ways that produce death. It is one thing that you must be certain of, that when the course of sin is finished, it brings forth death, it brings forth a separation between man and Almighty Yah. And so we have today as a mindset that is far removed from Him. Our thoughts are not on Him. There is no pure hava for Yah. We speak from a lip that is corrupted by a lev that doesn't love truth. It is the power of His imat that liberates us and bring the liberty of Almighty Yah to a man that he truly can worship Him. We are of the circumcision that worship Yah in the power of His Ruah. And we make our boast in HaMashiach, the Lamb. And if we are not worshiping Him that way, then we are pretenders. And we are walking in hypocrisy and falseism. Now you can be a pretender all you want to. It will never produce anything at all. It will never produce the Ahava, the love for Yah. And this is a generation that is built upon false pretenses because it despises any kind of truth. This generation despiseth forthrightness and truth. It doesn't want that. It has a reason for everything. It has an excuse. It is a generation that cannot see the purpose and the intent of their own life. It doesn't understand the power of the mystery of darkness that literally works in one's mind. We think it's because of what we see or perceive. It is not so. And so Yahweh is going to have to bring a devastation of massive destruction upon a vile, wicked nation. And this nation is wicked. It is raping the minds of the people. Whereby there is no fear of Yah at all. The parents have no intuition as the direction to take concerning Yah. And so the powers that be, they rise up with great authority. You train your children, your home, your wives, your husbands, your mindset, to make preparation for the kingdom that shall be until Yah established His eternal kingdom. And there is a kingdom of darkness that shall be established upon the face of this earth. And we see the very power of it exercised today. We see the things that must be implemented, they have been implemented today. How much of your mind, your thought, is truly on Yah? You can sit here in your hypocrisy and say that He dominates my thought pattern. My purpose is generated by His instructions. This is a generation of hypocrisy. And so when a man speaks with forthrightness, with integrity of Yah, he is despised today. He is not admired by Almighty. He is not admired by the masses of the people. He's rejected. We're going to see one of the most paganized display of pageantry beginning on this week coming. And yet they were set in these ill-reputed houses of whoredom. They will offer up their offerings unto Tammuz. Then Ezekiel Yah said, when I came, I saw the women. They were in their secret places and they were crying out unto this damnable, abominable thing. And so every fiber of that is interwoven in society today. I don't care whether it's your clothing, your style of your hair, what you wear, your children, their education, what they impart into them, it is a mindset to reject authority and the power of the discipline of Almighty Yahweh. And so they train them up as soldiers of hell, soldiers of darkness. And this is a dumbass generation of parents because they've been given over unto that supposedly to have much is the power of Yah with them, but they are ignorant today. I will not be apologetic in what I say. I will not take back one word. I don't care who it offends, who is offended by it. It makes no difference at all. We're battling against the integrity of Yah with a purpose that is superficial, that has transposed or has reduced the purpose of Yah down to nothing. And that is why the mind turns away from truth. It turns away from the disciplines of Yah. It turns away from the Torah of Yah today. No one wants to hear that today. No one wants the instructions of Almighty Yah. No one. I want to begin in the book. There's something vital that I want to express today. I was at the prison camp last night, and literally I had no message to preach until I began to listen to the men speak. And then immediately Yah gave me a message. It was one of authoritativeness. It was one of tremendous reproof and rebuke. It was one to set the order in the bay at the house of Almighty Yah. It is one that showed the restraints of Almighty Yah and what is forbidden by Him. And it is amazing because here I am in the midst of men, and yet their words of testimony afterwards, this is what we need. This is what we need, someone that will speak with forthrightness and not afraid of the expressions of the countenance of the people, but will tell them what this is what Yah speaks in the living words. And yet their love was revived and the strength of Yah imparted into them, whereby there was a gladness of expression. In reproof? Well, certainly it was. Because the mind was turned away from the disciplines of Yah. And that is what the world does. It turns the mind away from the disciplines of Almighty Yah. That is why many are consumed with frivolity and things that are so frivolous. It doesn't bring about any kind of maturity. It doesn't bring about any kind of strength of Yah. It doesn't produce the dynamic schism or the power of Yahshua in them at all. It brings about a bondage. It brings about a power that brings them under subjection unto the powers of hell, that He imparts His zira, His seed into them, and they obey it at charge. We are led by the Ruah of Yah. And every son is led by his Ruah. He is not led by his emotions. He is not led by the actions and reactions of the world. He or she is not stimulated by the patterns, the matrix of the world. But one's love is stimulated by what Yah says and what He speaks. Why is it in Israel, a nation that says it is blessed of Yah, and yet it will perform one of the most diabolical, abominable, vilest thing beginning on next week? They will perform their offerings unto Tammuz. They will venture into the pagan world, and don't tell me in this nation, the Esther, this Easter celebration, it is a time of the year as it was in Israel, when Jerusalem was filled with patriots from all over the world. They came to be there for the Pesach of Almighty Yah. You will find the highways on next week. It will be filled because of the spirit of the offering of the Tammuz. And there are those that sit in these damnable whorehouses and say they're right with Yah in hell. They're going to lift up their damnable eyes. I want to read something out of the book, as Bishop would often say. I want to read what it says in the book. And we will see whether it is right and whether it is wrong. I want to begin in Jeremiah. He says this in Jeremiah 15 and 6. And we know who Jeremiah, he was this weeping nobby that lamented for the sins and the corruption of Israel.
as Yah would emphatically speak unto him and drive him to a people that were full of rebelliousness. They were full of their transgressions and their sins. And they began to regress as they were in their cycle of regressing or turning away from Almighty Yah. And this is a generation that the sons and daughters have been raised by the power of witchcraft. The parents have given their children over to the forces of darkness. They have not laid down the Torah law of the concepts of Almighty Yah in their homes. And they have been raised by the powers of darkness. They subjugate them unto every kind of foul spirit there is, every kind of unclean thing there is. They give their sons and their daughters over unto these demonic powers that is practiced in their institutions of hell. And they say they love Yah and they love their children. They're full of lies and full of hell. If you know your son is being poisoned, would you poison him? I will not poison my wife because I love her too much. I will not poison you because I care for you greatly. I will not lead you astray, because if I lead you astray, I have gone astray. I will not direct you down a pathway that is full of errors, because if I direct you that way, because my love is full of defilements. I believe that when we hear the emet of Yah, the truth, that it brings about a transformation. It begins to change. It begins to cut. It cuts deeply in your love. And as it cuts, it begins to rip back the foreskin of flesh of that corrupt stench that has caused a stench in the nostrils of Almighty Yah. It begins to reveal what is literally in you and not what you perceive by the seeing of your eyes and the hearing of your ears, but it literally springs forth from your own bosom. And when a nation and a people began to walk in a disposition or a way that is not based upon the Torah instructions of Yah, you will find an abominable people, a vile, detestable thing before Almighty Yah. And this nation is a despicable thing before Yah. It is vile. It is wicked. It is corrupt. Hallelujah. And unless one lays down the power of Torah and truth, not even you will be saved in this hour. And peradventure will your son and your daughter be saved. For the powers that be draws greatly upon them. And because you have no power of Yah's government in your home, they're given over unto every kind of offering, unto Molech, Molcham, Tammuz, every kind of pagan spirit there is. They're given over unto that. You can play a game all you want to. You can be a pretender all you want to. But there's an hour and a time that the true test will come. And you must pay the price to be the piper. You're going to have to pay the price. You're going to have to pay up the cost in that day. You're going to have to give an answer for what you have done in this physical, biological body that did not represent the authority of the kingdom power of Almighty Yahweh in it. You can let the enemy bemuse your mind with little trinkets and little things that are so insignificant in life. That they're momentarily, they're here for a moment, and they're just like dust, they're gone. You can allow them to amuse you that way. But the things of Yahweh are eternal. He did not make man that he will be evaporated or destroyed in a moment of time because of man's sin and is turning his back against Yah. That we have regressed to things like beasts. We're not even beastly today. Where a man can set up a standard against the standard of Yah, that's a vile thing. When one incorporates in their living those standards of hell, something is twisted in their minds. Something is wrong in their spirits. It's not of Yah. Jeremiah, you all wake up out of your drunkenness. You understand what the drunkenness that Yah has allowed to permeate in the land? He has allowed, he says to Israel, he said, I'm going to cause drunkenness to fill the land. And not only it is one of slothfulness, because people come to poverty, they have no power of the spiritual integrity of Almighty Yah. But they're given over unto every kind of pagan, idolatrous spirit there is. They have no sense at the light of the truth of HaMashiach. And they're full of drunkenness. The imagination, the thoughts of their minds are not on Yah. They're full of frivolity and foolishness. They think on things that are so immaterial. They're so vile. Even in the presence of Yah, He sees what's in your mind. What a stupid jackass generation.
I will not apologize. Hallelujah. Israel is a backslidden. She's not even a heifer. She's a backslidden Jezebel. Because a heifer has not been contaminated. She's a backslidden Jezebel. And they slide back to the pukery of the world. They're strengthened by puke. Not by the food of Yah. They eat off the tables of vomit and puke. They don't eat off the table of Yah. Because when one eats off that table, he's eating Yahshua, the bread of life. He's eating the bread of life, and that light dispelled darkness. And when one is truly walking in the light of Yah, that one will not walk in the darkness of hell. Jeremiah says, chapter 15, verse 6, Yah says unto Israel, he said, first of all, you have not touched, you have forsaken. And when one rejects Yah, when one abandons Yahweh, when one says to Yah, you have no strength of assurance at all, and I will not receive your saying. He said, for you have not touched, you have forsaken me, says Yah. You have gone away from me, you have gone away from my instructions, you have forsaken me, says Yah, and you have gone backwards. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against you. And Yahweh says, and when I do that, when I stretch out my hand, I am going to shamat. I am going to destroy. Now this is the mighty Creator. He says, I am going to shamat. I am going to totally annihilate you. I'm going to bring you down where there is no remembrance of you at all. He says, I am going to shamat. I'm going to shamat. I am going to destroy you. He said, I am weary. I'm sick and tired of your notha and your repentance. He says, I'm weary with it. I will not have any pity for you. I will not show any remorse toward you at all. Why? Because you have forsaken the Torah. You have forsaken the righteousness, the deeper ways of Almighty Yah. You have forsaken me. This is a generation that has forsaken Almighty Yah. It has rejected Him. It has rejected His Torah, His teaching. And Yahweh says, because of this, I am going to shamat. I am going to obliterate you. I am going to destroy you. The homes today, what we call homes, are destroyed. They're ran by the powers of paganism. There's every kind of falseism, every kind of extreme god in the homes today. The sons and daughters are given over unto these mind-consuming things that cause them to become so dense in their looks and their thoughts that it never produced the power of light in them. No love for His truth. No aggression for the things of Yah. No desire for Yah's truth. Because the parents do not have it. The leaders today, they have become so engrossed in greed that they will not speak the truth unto the house of Israel today. They're concerned with their own personal stance and their position and their place. And they allow sin, the transgressing of Torah, to run rapidly. They allow the despising of the emit the truth of Yah. It ought not to be. If it cannot be, Yah says, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to shamat. I'm going to annihilate you. I'm going to bring you down whereby there is no remembrance of you at all. You shall be destroyed. You shall be brought down to desolation. This is what Yahweh says. It is not what man says, but what He says.
And there's a reason why he's going to do that, brothers and sisters. There's a reason why. If you turn quickly to the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, I wanted to read that first to show you this one that we think we know. He has purpose in his love to destroy. And he is going to shamat a generation of infidels, a generation of drunkards, of pagan worshippers. You're drawn onto pagan idolatry. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your grandmother. I will show you in the book. He's going to bring them down to the dust of the earth. He's going to destroy them. We're not dealing with some kind of mad professor. We're dealing with the one that created all things. This is not some kind of evolution or some amoeba transition onto the life form that we see today. This is was done by the spoken power and the word of the Creator, Yahweh Almighty. And for us to reject that and accept the tenets of science and say that they are true, and yet this is not true, well, it was written by man, so is science written by man. So is philosophy. So is every book you read. This ignorant jackass generation. Every word you read has been written by man. Man has laid his hands on it. And anything that man touches, he defiles it. But he laid his hands on this. He was the one that laid that birth in Miriam. He was the one that brought forth the seed of the living word out of Miriam. It was not Joseph, but it was Yahweh that did that. They've tried to destroy it, but they haven't. From the most brilliant of scientists, from the most brilliant of what we will call the agnostics and the pagan. They have not been able to destroy the word of Yah. And what continuity that it spanned over almost 6,000 years. And yet the continuity is there. Man had one century, one dispensation, and yet the continuity is intact. Everything is upon the precept and the land. What a magnificent work. I don't care what man has done to try to pollute it or reduce it down to some kind of philosophy scheme. He hasn't been able to do that. Well, because we serve the living mighty one. And in serving him, we know the power of his living truth. Yeshua the Lamb. He says in Jeremiah, in chapter 9:13, Yahweh says unto his house, he says, because you have forsaken my Torah, which I set before you all, and have not shemacked, you have not obeyed my voice, neither have you walked therein. He said, you have not walked under my government, my institution of life, you have not obeyed that. As Elder Martin says to me often, even the one that they call, quote, Jesus, they don't even obey the tenets that he commands them to obey, unquote. You cannot say you know the power of Yah when you have forsaken his Torah. He said, I'm going to destroy it. And the reason why it alludes to because you have forsaken my Torah, I set it. It was not Moshe. I set it before you. It was not Joseph that set Hamashiach before. It was Yahweh that did it. It was not you that set him before you. It was Yah that did it. He said, I set before them, and they have not obeyed my voice, neither have they walked therein. Hamashiach spoke emphatically by the power of the voice of Almighty Yah, for he was the voice of Yahweh. And when a man says he loves Yah, and he does not obey what HaMashiach says, he is a perverter of the truth. He is a liar. He is a serpent of hell. He is a devious one that has been led by the power of deception, which was birthed from the bosom of hell. And Satan deceived Eve to disobey the command of the man, the itch that Yah had placed before her. And he's still going to use man. Let this generation go to hell. He is still going to use man. He raised up a mighty man, Yahushua. He is the power of truth. And without him, there is no expression of truth at all. He said, but you have walked after the imaginations of your own lab. That's why I warn you all. When you come to Yah's house, you find yourself daydreaming. Toda, my brother. You find this faraway staring and daydreaming with imaginations. There's a vile wickedness there. There's something corrupt and there's a stench there. When a man forsaken or tosh the Torah of Yah, it is the Torah that governs every aspect of your life. It is the Torah of Yah. It brings about the constitution of Yah. It brings about the shalom of Yah. It brings about your oneness with Yah. It brings about your connection with Yah. It's more than just Torah. It's more than that. Don't. It brings about the power of our liberty and our liberation from the power of sin. And so you walk before Yah, your own imaginations, your own polluted thoughts. Your mind imagine things that are not based upon Torah. And so the world has rape the minds of the people today. You can't even think. You can't maintain a thought for a period of time. You cannot hold fast a simple thought, a precept or concept. They have trained us that way. They have trained your sons and your daughters. They began with taking the babies out of the home from their mothers, whereby there is no attachment of sensitivity. And the babies are given over unto perverts and strangers because of the lust of the things of this life. And they began to lay hands on your sons and your daughters. They began to impart these spirits in them. I was speaking to my wife this morning, and I read many articles and things. No, I don't sit and search no net. I don't have time for that. But there are things that I do read. And I'm finding in these schools, I mean, children 5, 6, 5th, 7th grade having sex. And the teachers allowing them in classroom. The filthy abomination, the vileness, what they're teaching them today. Because these are children of hell that train your children to despise the Torah of Yah. And they train them up. Sex in the classes. Oral sex, all kind of anal sex. They're doing it in the classrooms today. They're teaching them this Darwinism to reject Yah, to dispel the truths of Hamashiach. And don't think that that is not imparted in the minds of the children. I recall as a kid, the Cro-Magnon man, the Neanderthal and all of that. It is a subtle seed that is sown to reject the Torah of Yah, that Yah made man. You parents, I don't care who you are. You that are listening, if you think it's a small matter, you're going to see the fruit of that when it comes to fruition in your home. You're going to see that. Yah never intended for you to give your being over unto a stranger. He never intended for us brothers to be out there laboring in a way that when his mikra comes, that we cannot lay down everything and give our attention attentively over unto what Yah command. And not by serving another master to tell you got to come to me and say, Master, may I? Yah has commanded us. He said, you keep them throughout every generation. And you got to go to another master. Yah is our master. He is the one that made us. He is the one that set our feet astraight. He is the one that set us in the path. And we must go to another master and inquire for the great creator where we can keep what he commands us. Something is wrong. It's because of the greed and the lust. It's the sin of a generation that has forsaken Yah and that have forsaken his Torah. And Yah says, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to destroy everything about you. I'm going to bring you down to nothing. I'm going to literally exterminate you. That's what he means. That's what Shamat is. I'm going to literally exterminate you. I'm going to desecrate you. I'm going to annihilate you. That's what he means. I want to show you something in the book that we think we know. And the one that we give no time for. It is appalling that we have time to act foolish. We have time to lie. They got time to feed this gluttonous spirit in the world today, their bellies. They got time for television and video games. But no time for the discipline of Yah's government in their homes. They got time to sin and to act foolish with laughter. I reproved the brother sternly last night because I don't say anything of mockery when it comes to Yah. And in this environment of folly in the prison house, you're used to that all day long. You will not do that with me. You will not come into this place that has been consecrated because we're gathered in the name of our Abba. You will not do that here. I will not permit you to do it. And so the things of Yah, because we have this giddy spirit of folly, what Yah says is just, we just set it on the back burner because, oh, he doesn't mean that. He means what he says. He has spoken it, and it shall come to pass. Woe unto a house that turns away from the Torah of Yah. He says this in Jeremiah 12:7. He says, even if the nations around Israel, and look what Yah says. He said, I will show my mercy unto them, even those nations that don't know me. Jeremiah 12:17, he said, but if they will not, shall not obey, perceive, understand me, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yah. He says, if they will not obey what I command, if they will not shed mock, if they will not hear what I say with all obedience, he said, I will pluck it up and I will shamad, I will annihilate it, I will destroy it. There are no principles in this nation today. When you got these vile teachers that are sleeping with kids, when you got this homosexual pedophile spirit that's rubbing on your sons and your daughters, you got this vile nature because you love the things that you perceive give you some kind of stature, some standard. It reduces you down to less than a beast and a human being. You give them over to these perverts to rob your sons and daughters. You wonder why they're crazy as hell. You wonder why they're twisted in their minds. You wonder why the things of Yah cannot germinate in their ruah. You wonder why the power of His truth is not a pleasing thing to them. You wonder why there is no delight in discipline. I said to the man, Mr. Sellers, of the day, as he brought his son with him, as he cleaned the septic tanks, I looked at the boy, and I said, this boy doesn't even understand what he has. To have an avat, to teach him discipline, I said, he doesn't even understand that. And I'm telling you, within 15 minutes, just talking with that lad, his daddy, even when the boy left, the way he spoke to me when he left, it was a totally different attitude. He said, Pastor Robert, they kicked him out of school. I said, sit him down here to me. Sit him here. I'll work him. I'll discipline him. What a wonderful thing they did that. What a wonderful thing. I know how the world has twisted our minds. Hallelujah. And make us think that this is the most important value in our lives. And these ignorant parents have been given over unto this power. They believe that. It's not so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That young man there, homeschool, he makes more than engineers that have gone to college for years. Because there's a discipline there. There's a life of discipline. Hallelujah. And it was wonderful. He said unto the man of Yah to hear and to be disciplined. Hallelujah. Well, you taking credit for that? No, I offer up the offering of Todah unto Yah for the discipline of my brother, for the strength of my brother. Because if his natural avat and his ima cannot do it, only Yah can do it. And the way it is done by the hearing of the word of Yah, by receiving the word of Yah, and by having an affection and a love for what Yahweh says. You're not going to turn away from the Torah. And that is what this seductive whore has taught us. To turn away from Torah, it is not valid. It has no validity. And their arguments are based upon some false hermeneutic or some systematic teaching. It is not of Yahweh. When a nation turn away from Torah, it is going to be shamad. It is going to be annihilated. It is going to be destroyed. Look at the homes today, they're destroyed. Look at the families, what we call families. They're so dysfunctional. Because the men have given the land over unto darkness, they have brought in this Baal form of worship in their home. They're giving themselves over to Baalism and worshiping of Baal, then there's no strength in their homes at all. And now you have the women ruling over them, or the children ruling over them, the women ruling and the women oppressing, and the children oppressing them, because there's no authority of Yah in the home. You cannot turn away from Torah. It must be taught. You have to understand that. There was a young man. When I wake on Friday morning, I generally do not answer emails until afterwards, breakfast. But I was compelled to answer his email. And he wrote me a letter. Now this young man, when he sends offerings. Just the other day he sent $311. And so he wrote me a letter. I wrote him back. I reproved him. I rebuked him, and I said to him, I will not even receive your gifts, offerings. Send them to someone else. It was not that he was trying to reprove me. It wasn't that. And I showed him the wickedness in him. He wrote me back and said, bless you, man of Yah. He said, even the gift within me, if it's not used constructively in obedience unto Yah, even that has become an abomination. It is a vile thing. And I bless you for telling me and showing me my evil, sadistic heart. I will do better, Pastor Roberts. I will strive to do what is right. It's a generation that doesn't want to hear that. They're afraid of the faces of the people. And they're afraid to speak. So Yah says, if even the nations around you, if they obey, do what I command them, if they will hear me, I will show them mercy. But if they will not, I will pluck them up and I will destroy them. Even if a man is a heathen, if he adheres to what Yah commands, then Yah says, I will even show mercy on that man. But if he will not obey, if he will not semaka, it has a profound meaning, brothers and sisters. It's more than just obeying. There is a commitment and a faithfulness that is expressed in semaka that is beyond the descriptive superlative of obeying Yah. It is one of commitment with one's mind, one's strength, one's designed purpose is to hear what the mighty one says to him. We don't want to hear that today. That's why you're so easily drawn by your imagination. You're captivated by things that are so silly and so stupefying. They never produce any kind of maturity, the perfection, the growth of Yah in you at all. It reduces you down to childlike immaturity and juvenile actions. That's what it does. That's why this is a nation and a people that's so easily offended. Because they're juveniles. Juveniles are very easily offended. Juveniles get upset quickly. And if you don't believe that, look at your children, parents, when you even tell them, sweep the floor, do that. And watch their reactions. Hallelujah. And because today there is no discernment, you can't even discern. I was speaking to Elder Martin. And I said, you know, Elder Martin, our parents even, they would make a discernment and say, what's wrong with you, boy? Oh, nothing wrong with me. The boy, you just lied. What's wrong with you? Tell me. And even though you were not honest, they had the ability to discern. They could see beyond the peripheral. They could see beyond what you said. And yet this is a generation that has been reduced down to nothing. Even the beast of the field, when a beast cries, the cow knows the certain cry of the calf. And the cow will begin to cry out. And look. It knows the cry of distress, the one of need. It knows all that. This is a generation that has been so reduced down to a beastly form, to a vile form. It has no concern about Yah. And because it cannot love Yah, it cannot love anyone. And that is the truth. That is the truth. Don't think that the world loves you. Don't think that those that smile at you, when we go in the stores, they smile at me all the time. Because we drop a certain amount of cash. And they use all kinds of superlatives to express their thankfulness. But that doesn't mean that there is a compassion or a caring there. They love one thing, and that's your money. And the love of that creates every kind of evil there is. That's why you have such evil in the homes. That's why you have husbands and wives that don't know how to love each other. It's just like two beasts in the field. They just cohabitate together. Because of the love of money, it's the root of all evil. When men love money, there's an evilness there. When a man doesn't bring before Yah that which is rightfully his, that is due unto him, he's a man that he has a compassion of that because he's wicked. I don't care who it is. Period. Yah says to Israel, he says, now I'm telling you all, I'm talking to your daddy, your mama, your grandpappy. I want you to hear this now. Your children, I'm warning you all. I want to see an earnest cry, a sincere move into that realm whereby there is truna, teshuva, repentance. He said, I don't want that false mess. I'm weary of you. Now look what he says in Jeremiah 13:12. This is what he says to Jeremiah 13:12. He says, therefore you shall speak to them this word. Now, is he precise here? Is he specific? Yeah. I speak to you the same words that Jeremiah spoke. He said, you speak to them this word. This says Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel. He said, I'm saying this. He said, every bottle, every vessel, every house, every wonder, every bottle shall be filled with wine. And we that are of the true seed of Israel, we shall be filled with the wine of the Ruah. We have the spirit, the power of Yah to enlighten us, to bring forth life in us. And that is what this wine metaphorically represents here. When one drinks a little wine, they become a little rejuvenated. They feel a little what they call tipsy. When you go beyond that point, hallelujah. He says, and they shall say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? You think you're telling us something that we don't know? Do we not know that every vessel shall be filled with the Ruah of Yah? Yah says, when they answer that way, I know how they're going to answer. You know how you answer? You know how you prepare yourself when the man of Yah tells you of your sins and your corruption? And you want to reason? You know how you prepare your answer? Yah says, then you say to them. He said, that's what I wanted from them. Then I want you to say to them, this is what I say, Yahweh. Behold, I will fill some of the inhabitants, all of it, the inhabitants of the land. He said, I'm going to show you my power, even your kings that sit upon the throne of David. He said, even your Kohen, your priest, and even your Nabi, your prophet. He said, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be shakaron. They shall be filled with drunkenness, with confusion, with idolatry worship. He said, I'm going to fill them with drunkenness. This is the nation that's filled with drunkenness. This is a nation that is filled with paganism and idolatry worship. He said, I'm going to fill it with that. Shakaron. I'm going to fill it with drunkenness. Yes, sir, you tell them this. This arrogant pride for generation. He said, I'm going to fill them with it. And he said, and I want you to tell them this precisely. And I will. And I will. And I will. And I will. And I will dash them one against another. Even the Avat, the daddy, the father, and the son together, says Yah. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but I will shall mad. I'm going to annihilate, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to cut them in pieces. I'm going to destroy them. And we know that the wicked is the sword of Yah. And he's using the wicked to destroy daddies, destroy sons, to destroy relationships, because they're giving themselves over unto the rule of darkness and hell. They don't want Yahweh to rule them like Israel. They say, we want a king like the pagans of the earth. We want someone that is head and shoulder above us. We want a man that is tall and vibrant, one that is handsome and charmly to look upon. And so Yah says, I know your wickedness and your corrupt heart. I'm going to anoint one, because every king is anointed by Yah. He said, I'm going to raise up Shaul because of your vile nature. I'm going to give you one just like you. America is a nation of hypocrisy. She is Babylon, America. She is a nation of idolatry. It is induced from conception. When the pagans lay hands on the children, they induce the power of that spirit from conception. They fill them with fornication, with drugs, with shots to dilute their minds, to destroy them, to bring them under the control of the majesty of hell, whom they worship and reverence. It's the dollar bill. Shatan. Yahweh says, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to dash them to pieces. He said, you tell them I said that. You tell them I said that. Of course, they would not believe. He said, tell them I said that, and I will show my that. He said, hear you, and give ear. Be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. A proud generation, isn't it? They boast in what they think they have. Some tin, some metal, some stone. That's a fool. That's a foolish spirit. They labor all their lives for something that is immaterial. Yah wants us to labor in the emunah, that our energies will be given over unto Him. Our love for Him is expressed because we're free to worship Him. You're not bound by the system of the world, the spirit of the world. Whom Yahshua makes free is free. And He made them free. That's why they sold all they had. They came to the Shalishians. They brought and they were made free to worship Yah. This generation is bound. Their homes are bound. There's a precious young man that writes me. He said, Pastor Roberts, my children, there's nothing that they don't have. They have everything. He said, I pervade the internet just looking for things to spend money on. He began to tell me what his son had. I said, man, something is wrong there. It is not of Yah. And he began to eradicate his whole home. And all of a sudden, the powers of hell began to circle around this man's home. And the battles of his mind, the battles of the spirit began. But Yah has kept him pressing on. He has kept the man pressing on for the full measure of this emunah that Yah has given us. He's given us this measure of emunah to believe HaMashiach, to believe in Him. He has not given you that to seek after some trinkets and things like that. It takes pure emunah to believe Torah and to understand the power of Torah. We have corrupted it with this mutated form of what we call faith. And everyone talks about their faith. The Buddhists, the Moonies, they all talk about their faith. And Yah has given every man the measure. He's given every man, listen now, He's given every man the measure. And a man is one that has the power of his Ruach dwelling in them. Because one has the physical form of a man, that doesn't mean he's a man. He just has the similitude of man. But a man is one that has the power of Yahweh's Ruach in him. And He has given every man the measure. He didn't give you that measure to use it on something that is privileged. He takes care of you. He feeds you. He supplies what you need. But this damnable wicked world, this vile entity of hell, has caused you to turn away from the teaching of the Torah, of the emunah, of the faith of Yah. And you can't believe Him for nothing. We can sit here like damnable hypocrites all we want to. We can't believe Him for nothing. I say boldly, I say emphatically, and I say without any fear of retribution, if Yah takes me out, take me out, Abba. Hallelujah. I got confidence in the brothers that they will take care of Sister Horn, Sister Roberts, and all of them. I got confidence. Hallelujah. I have that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if he takes me, take me. I will not capitulate. We have walked down an errant path. And we have become so complacent that we believe we are right. Because your way is different than her way. Your way is right, but hers wrong. Your judgment is based upon your vileness. How can one being corrupt judge righteously? Sadiqa, you cannot. That's why HaMashiach said that when Yah judges not after the seeing of the eyes or the hearing of the ear. That's a vileness. When a man is spiritual, he judge. When a man is spiritual, his life is disciplined with the maturity. And this damnable generation speaks just like this prideful whore. Don't you think we know that I have the spirit too, man? Well, preacher, you just don't know. I was born this way. I've been walking this way for a long time. You Jezebel, child of hell, fool of a man. That's the way they spoke to the Nabi. What they were speaking to the Nabi, they were saying, you tell that one that sent you. We know what we're doing. We don't need nobody to tell us. They have trained your sons and daughters that way. Speak your mind. I was speaking to Elder Martin, and it was a time. I want to tell all you young men and all you foolish young men and you foolish young women. There was a time when I was growing up as a young lad. And even if I matured into a man, if my daddy, my mother or adult, elderly man talking, even that man, even though he was as much mad as Emma, he kept quiet. And if he said something, it was something of minuscule injected. And they may look at him, but it was the strength of the wisdom of the elders that was imparted that they listened. We don't even have that today. Well, the young ones won't instruct the olds. They got something to say. That's a damnable spirit. And that's who has taught your sons and daughters that. And you think it's cute like hell is cute. It's a vile thing. The men, even with their daddies, they will sit down and they could be drunk. Could you hear me? And that man still will not overtalk his daddy. This dumbass generation doesn't care. It's vile. Brothers and sisters, because I use the word ass, a superlatives, it is not a curse word, all right? I will show you what a curse is, okay? I'm trying to express demonstratively what Yah is trying to express to us. We have been so drunken and asleep that what Yah says, it really has no forcefulness. It has no power. That's why this pageantry that will begin next week, it's abominable. They began on their Palm Sunday. That's vile. They don't remember the Shabbat. It's wicked. They take his name for vain. He say, if anyone take my name in vain, he said, I'm not going to hold you guiltless. And if he's going to destroy them from turning away from his Torah, is not Torah based upon his mitzvah? That's the strength of Torah. And everything taught in Torah is based upon that. His mitzvah. This is a way of life here. That's why even in our paganism in America, they taught us that. You didn't have the crime you did. I know that the letter killeth, but the letter did give strength back then. The letter will kill, but it is the Ruah of Yahweh, the letter that brings the power of life. And HaMashiach is the spirit of the life of the Mizvah, the Torah of Yah. He is. And so that's why we have the life of His Torah today. Because of HaMashiach. I want a man to preach to me this way. You understand that? I want him to preach to me this way. I want you to cut me every way you can. I have no problem with that. That's what I want. Because it's going to take that to enter into the kingdom. If we think we go out in serenading without falsism, you are deceived. You are a fool. I mean what I say. I believe what I say. It is entrenched in me. It is real to me. It is not just an expression of verbalizing something. It's beyond that because I don't even know how I'm going to verbalize. It's beyond that with me. It is real. Yes, Yah is real. How do I know? Because HaMashiach dwells in me. He's real in my soul. Yahshua's real. The word of Yah is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only do I touch him and sense him, but the power of that life is real in me. And I will defend that above all things. I won't defend my flesh, because my flesh that dwelleth no tough thing. But in the Ruah of this flesh, there is something right there. It is the Son of Yah. It is Yahshua. And I won't deny that or denounce it for no one, for no friendship at all. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to bring them down. He says in Jeremiah 13:15, he says, I want you to hear you, me. Now, what did he say when he said hear you? He says, bow down to me. Hear what I say. You mock me. Hear you, me. And give your ear to me. Be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. Not man, but Yah has spoken. He says, give kabod, give honor. That's what he tells us, to give kabod to Yah, your Abba, before he calls darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while you look for light, he turned it into the shadows of death, and he made it gross darkness. He tells us to give kabod, to give great, great honor, to do with great reverence, to have a great abundance of it, to let it spring forth like a well, to let it be in an excellence and a splendor of honor. That's why he tells us, honor those kabod, those that have rule, to teach us the ways of Yah. This is a wicked generation. It doesn't. He says, those that labor in doctrine and in truth, you show them double honor. This is a generation so vile. Just like they said to Yahweh. Just like they said to Jeremiah. You think we don't know that? Well, Pastor Rob, I don't want to hear that. Pastor Rob, I just, okay. This is a wicked generation. It's vile. And they don't see their ways. What a wickedness. You can't see nobody's ways when your ways are vile and they're made known when they're expressed. How can you? Like hell you can. You're blinded. He said that right here. He said, I'm going to cause darkness. I'm going to cause darkness before your eyes. I'm going to cause your feet to stumble upon the dark mountains. And upon the dark mountains. And America is one of those mountains. There's seven powers in the world, and America is one of them. I want to show you something here, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to cause your feet to stumble, and I'm going to make gross darkness. Wherever there's a light of Torah, there's a great light that shines in the midst of the people. When there is no Torah exaltation or revelation of truth, there's a gross darkness there. This nation is full of darkness. They teach darkness. This nation raises you up in darkness. It controls you by darkness. It controls you by the powers of hell, by the subtleties of darkness. It controls your emotions. It controls your love. You know, this young man said to me the other day as he wrote to me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I have so much to learn because I have been shaped, I have been molded by a world and a system that is totally against Yahweh. It is demonic. It is of hell. And I must be made free from that contraption of darkness. And because this letter was so expressive in my heart, and I don't generally answer people right back, I take time to read what they say, meditate on it, and then I give Yahweh, he gives me the answer to give them. But you cannot deny a man an answer that talks like that, because it is Yahweh that caused his love to speak that way. It is the correction of Yah that calls him to speak that way. The 51st chapter of Jeremiah. And this is this Babylon America. That's what I call her. Babylon America. That's what she is. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 51, verse 24. Yah says this now. He said, I will render to Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea, not some, but all their evil that they have done in where?
Zion.
In Tizayon, in Zion. In what we call the Bayah, the house of Yah. And that is what has inhabited the house of Yah. The Babylonians, the Chaldeans that were known for their pagan worship and their pagan erecting of their gods and their idols. This is a nation of idolatry. They set before the children some of that bouncer basketball, and they admired them greater than they admire the workings of Hamashiach. They set before someone, these children, someone that will bash someone's head in by a football. They extolled, they're lifted on a pinnacle, and the children bowed down. They are in awe of them. They are astonished by them. They love them. And they would even spit on your nutty son or your trashy daughter. They raised up these pop icons and these rappers that will spit on your Jezebel daughter and kick her teeth out. And she is infatuated with him. She is overblown by him. They raise up these power because this is the strength of the spirit of Babylon, the Chaldeans. And these dumb, ignorant parents say they love them. They're full of lies. You cannot say you love your child and feed them strychnine. You cannot say you love them and you feed unto them the poison of this world and cause them to be nurtured by hell. You are a liar and the truth of Yah is not in you. Reject me. It makes no difference. They rejected the word of Yah. He says that I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done into Zion in your sight, Jeremiah, says Yah. He says, look at this now, brothers and sisters. He said, I want you to see and understand. I want you to perceive this. He said, I am against all destroying mountain. Now, I know that that may seem as though that there is no revelation there. But there is no nation. America is one of the one wonders of the world. She is a mountain among hills. She stands and her pillars are entrenched deep into the earth. What she says makes no difference. What the culture of the people are, what America says, it is the strength of her mountain, the strength of her power that rises up. She is a destroying mountain. She destroys her sons. She reduced them down to an effeminate, punctified spirit. She brings your daughters down to whore them and destroy them. She destroys their families. And the people of Caleb dark skin, 80% of their homes, no daddy there, no fathers, nothing at all. And you wonder why the young men have not the strength of Yah, and the women don't understand the purity of love and chastity. And the other 10%, they're dogs, they're sleeping with every woman. Hallelujah. Sit here like hypocrites all you want to. They're dogs, they're sleeping with every woman. They're looking for something that is strange because they have the spirit and they worship their God. The gods of darkness, what's that god's name? Epaphroditus, this thing that caused people to have this energetic sexual drive. Epaphroditus. So they worship their god, Epaphroditus. Most of the homes have no strength at all. You wonder why the young men today have no power of Yah, have no strength to God and to lead. Because there are no men there to show them what must be done. That is why in this hour, a true man is more precious than the gold of Ophrah. If you can find a man, you better grab hold to him. That's why in this hour, 7 women will grab hold to a man, say, man, you're a man. These are not men. I know you got a wife. That's all right. I don't need your money. I don't need that. I just want you to say that you know me and that you will say you will be mine. I'm yours. That's all. You don't have to be mine. Just say, you're mine. I'm yours. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. And so this Jezebel, she is a destroying mountain. Look at it again now. He says, behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain. America destroys. America, Babylon destroys. Babylon, America, she destroys. The spirit of this nation destroys. It destroys your home. No, you can't put it on no one. It is the spirit of this nation that you have not counteracted with the government of Yah. You have allowed to indoctrinate, to impregnate the minds of your children and even you. That is what destroyed your sons and daughters. The rebellion because of this destroying mountain. Not because what someone has done. This is a destroying mountain. You don't have enough of the spiritual revelation of Yah to stand against this Jezebel whore at the set of the standards of Yah by the power of his Torah, that you may resist it, and it is a destroying power that has destroyed your sons, your daughters, you, your relationship, your homes. That's what she has done. Yahweh calls her a destroying mountain. She is Babylon. This is a confused nation.
It's full of lies. This nation is expressed here in Jeremiah. I know he's talking about the kingdom of Babylon then, but Babylon was a confusing nation. It was a nation of beauty. The gods of Babylon exceeded every nation. The splendor of her beauty. What Mr. Saddam did there in Baghdad, in Babylon, tourists came from all over the world. The man had a spectacular, a splendid city there, whereby there was harmonious relationship between the Sunnis and the Shiites and the Kurds. And now this destroying whore, she goes over there, this destroying, meddling Jezebel, where Yahweh has his hook in the jaw of this Jezebel. He put her there to show this lying, deceived nation is full of death, and she goes out and she destroys everything that she touched. We cannot be a part of this nation. You cannot be a citizen. Our citizenry is in the kingdom of Yah. It is in New Jerusalem and not in damnable Babylon, America. Yeah. Our king sits high and he looks low. Yeah. Our king is mighty and he is not a deceiver and he is not a liar. Yeah. He is not a false one. He is not a hypocrite. And so Yah has given you Mr. Bush, a deceiver and a liar, a hypocrite, what he is. That's what he's given you, just like he did Israel. He does that with every nation, every king that be. Yah established the king. He does. Yahweh does. He says, you destroying mountains, says Yah, which destroy some of the earth. Does it say that? Now that little city, what we call Baghdad, Babylon, Iraq, it did not destroy all the earth. This nation destroys all the earth. This mountain here, she destroys everything. She goes into nations, countries, and destroys the economy. Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy you, whore. I'm going to bring you down. I'm going to dash your children against their fathers. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to cut them to hell. He means what he says. They are cutting babies to hell over there in Iraq. And those bombs, those cluster bombs, they had one that weighed 50,000 pounds. If that does not create terror in one, tell me what does. You drop it on the outskirts of Baghdad, and you can feel the tremor, the shocks of that 500 miles away. It is there to induce fear and to cause them to tremble. Yah says you are destroying mountain. There's nothing more powerful than a mountain. If you've seen a true mountain, I'm not talking about the hills like we have here in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm talking about something like the Rockies. Those are mountains. You rise up out of the earth. And our strength is in earthly things. It's not America's strength in the things that the eyes lust for, the deceitfulness of riches, and the sinful power of our deception enter into your heart, and it chokes out the power of Torah. You labor for those things that are immaterial, and those things that are temporal. We must labor for the things that are eternal. We must set our affection on things that are above. We must lay up our treasures into the eternal kingdoms of Almighty Yahweh. I'd rather be broke with living on a mattress with maggots crawling out of me, like Eagle was. Nor the power of Yah, I will not charge him foolish. I will retain the integrity of Almighty Yah. For if I suffer with Hamashiach, I'm going to reign in the same power, and the same honor, the same strength, and the same dignity of majesty that Yah bestowed upon him. I believe that. Let the kink of worms eat my body. But don't let the kink of this world take the word of Yah out of my left. I want to hide it there that I don't sin. Now, I don't want it in the book. I want to put it in my left that I don't sin. I simply do not just want to read the book. I want to draw from the well from my left. I want to draw from the witness of that truth that Yahshua is alive in me. And the power of that truth is real. Hallelujah. I'd rather have that than mansions on the hill, than the riches of this world. Give me that. I'd rather have Yahshua than the silver or gold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.